الحمد لله رب العالمين الحمد لله الذي نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا فمن يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم وهو الخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد. Again, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, he reminded us, there is a road for everything, and the road to paradise is knowledge. Again, he said, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the best of people. And Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, and it is only those who have knowledge amongst his slaves that fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we ask Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi zidni ilma. O my Lord, increase my knowledge. Ameen. So I remind us again of what Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said to his companions, when it comes to understanding how those who have knowledge view knowledge. Now, before we mention this, everyone in this society has an idea about money. If you're in America, you understand that where that currency is according to other world currencies. That the dollar is good, but the sterling is better. And that if I have a lot of euros, I have even more dollars. So we understand money. And we have a number in our mind that, oh, if I had X amount of dollars, I'd be straight. Everybody has that number. Soon as and your kids even get that number. You don't know how they got it, but somehow they figure, that's the number right there. Nobody's running around saying, oh, if I just had $10. Nope. It's a one and a whole lot of zeros after it. Maybe it's 9, maybe it's 10, maybe it's 12. Maybe that's your number. But everybody has an idea of how much money that if they had that, they wouldn't have any, at least financial troubles or concerns with regards to the dunya. Now that's our common culture. That's common. But we don't have a common understanding as Muslims, and we should, about how that stacks up to reality. What I mean by that is, what is really valuable? What truly has worth? And how do those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has conferred knowledge upon, how do they see the wealth of the dunya? And it's instructive. And it's one that we should all commit to memory. And this is what Ali ibn Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, he said. He said, knowledge is better than wealth. Mind you, we're talking about real money. When they say wealth in this hadith, keep that in mind. Keep your number in mind. One brother's number may be 10 million. One brother's may be 1 million. One may be 10 billion. One may be 100 billion. One may be a trillion. Whatever it is, that's what we're talking about here. Keep that in mind. Knowledge is better than wealth. Knowledge guards you. Yet you have to guard wealth. Knowledge increases as you spend it. Wealth decreases as you spend it. Knowledge is a judge. Wealth needs justice and seeks it. Wealth and its benefits end with death. Knowledge and its benefits continue and remain. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, with that, inshallah, we may understand the benefit of what we are talking about. And inshallah ta'ala, benefit from the wisdom of the scholars of Islam. One such Muslim, maybe some of us are well known, or maybe he may be well known to some of us, inshallah. He was known as Abu Yazid al-Bistami. Maybe some of us have heard about him. Maybe some of us have or recall something of his story that we have mentioned in a previous khutbah. But he lived not too long after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his companions, and he was known to be in the area of Iraq and Iran, both. Now, he was well known for his asceticism. It means his renouncing of the world and only focusing on dhikrullah, remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so it was one day, while he was in repose and sleeping, that he saw a vision of a man. And he said to him directly, "O Bistami, tomorrow is one of the Christian holidays. Therefore, in the morning, you must make wudu and go to church so that you may witness one of the wonders of Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." So, Abu Yazid, may Allah have mercy upon him, he followed this vision. He got up in the morning, made his wudu, and went to church. And he found a priest sitting with his students. When the priest saw him, he went silent. And then some of his students noticed that, like, he just abruptly stopped talking. So they started looking around and they noticed that there was Abu Yazid sitting in the church. So they turned to the priest and they said, "Are you going to teach us today, Father?" He said, "At the moment, I cannot." "Why?" "Because one of the followers of Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is sitting amongst us." They said, "How do you know that, Father?" He said, "Because the mark of prostration is on his forehead." So at this, the father pointed at Abu Yazid and he said, "O Bistami, get out of my church." "Bistami," he said, "I'm sorry. I can't leave until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala judges between you and I, and surely Allah is the best of judges." "So be it," said the father. "However, be warned that I am going to question you. If you answer one of my questions wrong, we will certainly slay you and drag your corpse from this church." Abu Yazid, he said, agreed. So the priest asked Abu Yazid, "What is the one and never two? What is the two and never three? What is the three and never four? What is the four and never five? What is the five and never six? What is the six and never seven? What is the seven and never eight? What is the eight and never nine? What is nine and never ten?" there was a moment of silence. Then Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala removed the fear from the heart of Abu Yazid and strengthened him with confidence, and he said, "The one which is never two is Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ. Say, he Allah is one. And the two which is never three are night and day. The three which is never four are the three situations with Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Al-Khidr, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in his book. The four which is never five are those four books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Az-Zabur, given to Prophet Dawood alayhi salam, the Torah given to Prophet Musa alayhi salam, the Injil given to Prophet Isa alayhi salam, and the Holy Quran given to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. The five are the five daily salah. The six, which never are seven, are the 6 days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and we created the heavens and the earths and all that is in between in 6 days, and no fatigue touched us. The priest interrupted. And why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say, and no fatigue touched us? Abu Yazid replied, because the Jews say that he created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, and then he rested. Abu Yazid continued, as for the seven which are never eight, they are the seven heavens, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, the one who created the seven heavens, one above the other, الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ تِبَاقًا, in Surah Al-Mulk. The eight which are never nine are the eight angels that bear the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as he said, and eight that day shall bear the throne of your Lord above them. The nine, which are never ten, are the nine signs of Musa alayhi salam, as Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions in his book, and indeed we gave Musa nine clear signs. The first being the staff, which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him to throw down, and it became a dragon. The second being the hand of Musa alayhi salam, which became a white and shining brightly, bright like a light, shining brightly, and it blinded the people. The third is the flood, when Prophet Musa alayhi salam was commanded to strike the Nile River with his staff, and heavy rains which lasted 7 days nonstop, so that many of the people of Fir'aun drowned, which then caused a deadly plague. The fourth is the locust, which ate everything in its path. The fifth were those lice which covered everything. The sixth was the frogs. The seventh sign was the blood, and the eighth sign being the wealth being turned into stone whenever a person of Fir'aun touched it, and the ninth sign being the parting of the Red Sea. So the priest asked Abu Yazid, what is the ten that may increase? He replied, it is the one act that Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts and rewards with a minimum of 10 good deeds or 10 blessings, or he may increase it to 700 or even more than that. So what is the 11 that is never 12? He replied, they are the 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam. What is the miracle, asked the priest, that has 12 parts? He said, it is the miracles in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the miracle in which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Prophet Musa alayhi salam to strike the rock, and then with his staff, and from that rock 12 rivers gushed forth. This is mentioned in chapter 2, Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 60. The priest then asked, what is the family of 13? Abu Yazid replied, they are the 11 brothers of Yusuf alayhi salam, and the mother of Yusuf alayhi salam, and the father of Yusuf alayhi salam. He said, then what is the 14 that spoke to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He replied, they are the seven heavens and the seven earths, whom Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked, do you come together willingly or unwillingly? And they replied, willingly. So what is the grave that moved with its contents inside? Abu Yazid replied, it is the great fish that swallowed Prophet Yunus alayhi salam. And then he asked, then what is that that breathes, but it has no soul? Abu Yazid replied, it is the morning. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, وَصُبْحِ إِذَا تَنَفَّسْ, as the morning when it breathes. So he asked him, then what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create? And then he made it mighty. He replied, it is the snare of women. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, so when he saw that his shirt was torn from the back, speaking of Yusuf alayhi salam, he said, inna kaydahunna azim, surely the snare of women is mighty. The father then asked him, so what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create? And then he despised. He replied, it is the braying of the donkey. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, surely it is the braying of the donkey that is the most despised of sounds. So what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala create without any mother or father? He replied, they are Adam alayhi salam, the angels, may Allah be pleased with them, the ransom of Ismail, which is the ram that was sacrificed by Ibrahim alayhi salam on behalf of Ismail, and the camel of Saleh, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions it in the Holy Quran. Then who lied and shall enter the garden of paradise, he asked. These are the brothers of Yusuf, replied Abu Yazid alayhi salam, radiallahu anhu rather. Then who told the truth and shall enter the fire? He said, these are the Jews and the Christians. As Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, and the Jews and the Christians, the Jews say rather, that the Christians have nothing to stand upon. And the Christians say that the Jews have nothing to stand upon. And they're both telling the truth. So the priest then asked him, what is the tree that has 12 branches? Each branch has 30 leaves. And each leaf has 5 flowers. Abu Yazid, replied to him, before I answer that, ask me another question. Very well. What is adhariyat? He said, they are the winds that scatter, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran. So he said, well, what is it that lifts the heavy weights? Abu Yazid replied, they are the clouds. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says that, and by the clouds that carry a heavy burden. So what is it that flows gently with ease? He said, they are the ships that sail the seas. And who are those that distribute the affairs? He said, they are the angels which Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered to distribute the wealth and its rewards and the sins and then record them. So then Abu Yazid, he continued, as for that tree that you asked me about, it is the year. It has 12 branches. Those branches are the months. And each of those months have 30 leaves, they are the 30 days. And each leaf, each day has 5 flowers, those are the 5 daily salat. And which of these flowers live in the day and which live in the night? He said, the 3 that live in the night are Fajr, Maghrib, and Isha. And the 2 that live in the day are Dhuhr and Asr. There was silence. And the priest had no more questions. And it was clear to the students that he wasn't going to say anything else. So they asked him, said, okay, is there anything else? And Abu Yazid, he said, yes, may I ask one question? The priest said, of course. What is the key to paradise? The priest dropped his head. And the students figured he was not going to reply. So they asked him, oh, father, you asked him many questions. He asked you one and you remained silent. He said, I'm silent because of you. He said, what do you mean you're silent because of us? You have nothing to fear from us. Whatever you say, we will follow you. So the father stood straightened his back, and declared in a loud voice, "Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is the slave and servant and last messenger of Allah. That is the key to paradise." And upon this, his students stood as well. And they all declared, "We bear witness there is no God except Allah. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is his slave and his messenger." And from that day forward, that church became a masjid. And Allah knows best. Dear Muslim brothers and sisters, about ilm, there is no end. Allah is al-alim. He is the knower. And as he says, the knowledge is with him. And he gives us a little of what he has, inshallah ta'ala, out of his mercy, inshallah, that we be guided. So this topic, really, truly, it has no end. But if we wish to study, if we wish to try to gain some of the knowledge, there's no better place than to start with the Holy Quran. With this, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, by learning the Holy Quran, you are not making a mistake. No way. And if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless you, if you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to confer his ni'mah upon you by granting you the permission to hold this, because as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he blessed Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to hold it. Alam nashrah laka sadrak? Did we not expand for you your chest? We have to ask. We have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi shrah li sadri. Oh Allah, expand my chest. So inshallah ta'ala, I advise you, dear Muslim brothers and sisters, to listen very closely. And may Allah bless you to retain these few lines, which is a good way to begin seeking, remembering the Holy Quran. And that is to start by saying, of course, we ista'ith, we seek the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim, and then we make this very short dua. Allahumma iftah alayna al-hikmatuk, wanshur alayna al-rahmatuk, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, rabbi zidni ilma. Once again, Allahumma iftah alayna al-hikmatuk, wanshur alayna al-rahmatuk, ya dhal jalali wal-ikram, rabbi zidni ilma. That means, of course, we ista'idh billah, we seek refuge with Allah from the rejected shaitan, and then we say, oh Allah, open upon us your wisdom. And open upon us or pour upon us your mercy. Our Lord of glory and honor, O my Lord, increase my knowledge. Now, as we know, there is a adab to making dua. Never forget, inshallah ta'ala, if you ever make a dua asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, he has the karama, or he is, of course, al-kareem. His way is this. Never forget this. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts one thing, or there's two things presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of them he is bound to accept, he never rejects the second. Okay? This is what Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us about the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how he responds to his servants. So if there's two things presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, one of them he is guaranteed to accept out of his karama, his being generous, he doesn't reject the second. So, wisdom teaches this. Always begin with the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He never rejects the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Then present what you want. And end it with the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Guaranteed. Your dua, bi-idhnillah, will be accepted. So, whatever dua you hear me give you, always know, begin with the salawat on Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. End with the salawat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. The dua sandwich, okay? Make your dua sandwich. It will be accepted, inshallah ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. With that, we pray Allah ta'ala grant us His mercy, shower knowledge and wisdom upon us, and bless us to be bi'idhnillah ta'ala amongst those who are not questioning their graves, and bi'idhnillah into paradise without questioning on the Yawm al-Qiyamah. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم استغفر الله إن الله غفور رحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد عباد الله إن الله يعمر بالعدل وإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعيذكم لعلكم تذكرون وأقيموا الصلاة إن الصلاة تنهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر ولذكر الله أكبر.